Ken Griffey Sr., the former Reds All-Star, throwing out the first pitch in Cincinnati on Father's Day. We'll pick things up in the second, where Dodgers starting pitcher Kenta Maeda makes an impact with the bat.
A base hit for Maeda. Kenta drops it into the corner. A two-run double to start the scoring. Forsythe hits a high drive to left field. Forget about it. Home run, Logan Forsythe, into the second deck. On his first Father's Day as a dad, he hits a two-run homer to make it 5-0.
Two on, two out, 3-2, fly ball, deep left field. Justin Turner has hit a three-run home run right down the line. For Turner, his third home run of the year, the only question was fair or foul. Fair ball by a couple of feet into the second deck, and the Dodgers now lead it 8-1.
High drive down the right field line. Scooter Gennett hits a three-run homer, and Cincinnati's right back in this game. Joey Votto comes up with a go-ahead run on base. Set of the 2-1. Fly ball left center field and deep. Hernandez back. And he made the catch. A game saver from Kike Hernandez. What a special Father's Day this is for number 14. Somehow, the Dodgers still in front.
Indeed it was. The Dodgers hang on for the 8-7 win. The Dodgers sweep the Reds and have now won 9 of 10. Justin Turner goes 2 for 4. He's on a 13-game hit streak, and Kenta Maeda wins his first game since May 25th. Kike Hernandez reached base 4 times on Sunday, but the big story was his huge catch in the 8th inning off Joey Votto.
I was playing pretty shallow, you know. We had the fastest runner in the league at second base, so I wasn't trying. My first thought was, you know, base hit, I'm going to throw him out of the plate. And, you know, as soon as that ball got hit, I got a good jump, and I took a few steps, and then I peeked to see where the wall was. And when the game's on the line, you got to sacrifice your body. And, I'm glad that I got the best of the wall.
Is that a play that you look at the glove and see if you have it, or did you know you had it right away?
I know.
You knew you had it.
Yeah, I knew I had it, yeah.
Great play defensively. Let's think about the offense here for a second. 2 for 2 with 2 walks. Just your thought about how you were able to be so effective offensively.
The past 5 games against these guys, they threw a lot of off-speed to me, and I expanded the zone a lot. So I went into today's game with a mentality of being patient and swinging at strikes, and that's pretty much what I did. I had a slide in the first at bat right down the middle, and I drove it for a double, and then 2 strikes, you know, you got a battle, and he left a changeup out over the plate, and I shot it out to the right field, and, you know, the 2 walks, you just got to take what they give you.
2 more doubles for you. We talk about the slug club all of the time, but against Bronson Arroyo, a guy that, no disrespect to him, has had a tremendous career, but his fastball many think is off speed now just because the velocity is way down. What was the conversation in the dugout about what he was throwing and kind of how to effectively hit him?
Just by watching film and knowing what he's got, the stuff that he's got, he's been relying a lot on off speed. Obviously, he doesn't got the velocity anymore, so you know, just be patient, see it up, and stay back, because even though you're kind of sitting on it, it's still pretty slow. So we did a pretty good job at staying back and, you know, just seeing it up and swinging at the strikes and taking the balls.
What a year it has been for you and your family and your father, Enrique Sr., obviously with the stickers, the eye black that says, "Love my dad." It's Father's Day today. Last year, a pinch hit home run for your dad. Today, another tremendous day. What's going on in your head a year later after the cancer and the fact that he's beaten it?
You know, just happy. Happy that that my dad's life is back to normal, and you know, happy that I can look into the future and see my dad in my life. It was a little bit scary and eye-opening, so I'm just glad that he's okay, and I'm glad that I've been able to put some good swings on Father's Day.
A big weekend for the Dodgers moves them to 44-26 for the year. Here's the manager, Dave Roberts.
It got a little too close for us, but we've said it. This is a good offensive club, a very good offensive club, and we've had our way with them, played well against them, so they were bound to break that at some point. So for us to get out of here with three is huge, and our bullpen, they've been lights out all year. They've been very good, and they put some good at-bats together, you know, against Fields, Grant, and Pedro. But, you know, to look back at today, you know, Kenta came out aggressive, as we talked about, and was filling up the strike zone, was pitching with conviction, and got into a little trouble there. And just kind of his workload over the last couple weeks, I felt that, you know, five innings and what he gave us was plenty, and, you know, trusted the bullpen for the rest of the way. But offensively, again, it's kind of what we've been doing, is putting those at-bats together, and the JT homer obviously proved to be a difference in the game, but that Kike game-saving catch, so a lot of good things across the board.
Kenta just with the 78 pitches, but again, his second start in as many weeks. Your thought about you really wanted to bring in the lefty in that situation, and you felt that he had done enough?
I did, and you know, I thought that, you know, where they were at in the order, I felt that it was a good spot for Grant, and I didn't know how many more pitches Kenta was available, so to give Grant that clean inning to start, I felt that was the right decision. You know, can't say enough about what Kenta did today.
Kenley didn't pitch yesterday, but it took him a bit to get up and warm up in the pen. I know you probably didn't want to have to go to him in this game, but was there ever a case in which he wasn't available today?
No, not available, no. I was hoping to stay away from him. And I was, you know, wanted to use Brock at some point in time today. But, you know, where they were at and the pen, the way that some of those guys have been used, I didn't want to go to Kenley for four outs. I think that, you know, I've gone to that well a lot. And so, you know, at some point, you know, I trust Petey and the way he's throwing the baseball. So to give him a full inning, and when I took the mound, it was more of, I thought that he was making some good pitches, and there were some balls that found some outfield grass, and just to kind of slow it down for him a little bit.
What's the balance for you on deciding when to bring Kenley in for the four-out save and not to?
The balance for me is the prior workload. And so, not crazy workload, but I think that it's been enough hot and humid. So a little bit of variables. And also, I trust Petey to get through an inning.
How much did Brock's transportation issues affect how you wanted to manage this game?
The way it played out, it didn't, because he got here later. But I had him ready for the eighth inning, if it would have went well in the seventh. But when it starts to get closer, I haven't seen Brock since last year, and this is his first major league game. And I think to put him in that spot in a two-run game, I think it was a two-run game, I wanted to go to PD right there, or a three-run game, but I wanted to go to PD.
I guess what I'm wondering is if hypothetically he had been here in the morning, would you have just piggybacked him right after Kenta and not had to use all your leverage yet?
That was a thought, yeah, and I didn't, you know, he got to the park right around that time, so I don't know the exact timing, but it would have been a close one for him to just get out there and get in there. So that to your question, yeah, it played into it.
I know you and Turner have been working with Logan on tweaking some things and getting his timing back. Two hits today, obviously the two-run home run as well. Do you think he's trending in the right direction?
I do. There was never any question on preparation and compete. It was more of just mechanically, just really not getting there, getting started a little bit earlier, and he's covering more balls. And even there was an 0-2 fastball today that he got on top of and barreled, and the homer today. So he's having much better at-bats, and it's bound to come.
The Dodgers will now head home. They'll host the Mets on Monday. Clayton Kershaw will start the opener.